You're such a fucking hoe. I love it. You're such a fucking hoe. I love it.
Can I be a dick and steal your seat, please, Lily?
Yes.
Thank you.
Was it your boyfriend is a dog? McLovin.
I can't do it now. I'm on the move.
I want to say fuck, but like a quick fuck. Whoop! Whoop! Whoop!
Whoop! I'm a sick fuck, I like a quick fuck. Whoop!
That was amazing! Oh my god.
What happened?
Oh yes, mate.
Well, please say you got that on recording as well.
Yeah.
That would be right. See, in now my
this
face.
Is what we do, podcast. Fucking hang out with us. Fuck face mask and shit. It's a podcast.
It's podcast.
Ah shit. How do I stop it?
Why don't you just mute your laptop? I'm already getting sketched out by the video. I'm already like
don't
fucking
worry,
every
man.
Time it fucks me up.
Wait.
I don't think anyone that ever watches it would ever understand how fucking weird it is to see yourself on in front of you on the screen. But like 5 seconds behind. Like look at this. This is look. It's like I got it perfectly lined up now.
Yeah, wait.
It's actually very quick on the
God. This is so weird.
I know, right? See, now you know what I was sketching out last time.
Yeah, no, I saw it before when you were saying it.
Yeah, this time I'm not going to watch the video so I don't get rid of that.
Yeah,
I proper like black hole last time, like.
You were fine. It was fine.
That fucking song is so stuck in my head. It's unbelievable.
You're such a fucking
hole. You want to be there?
I
want to
go somewhere like this. Can you go somewhere like this?
Do you really want to go somewhere like
fucking
that?
Hell, yeah. Fucking hell, dude. Fucking hell, dude.
Do you really want to go somewhere like that?
Where the fuck did I put my drink?
Yeah, you do.
It's been here the whole time.
That is the exact music that is played.
Yep. That's where I want to go from.
Are you sure you don't want to podcast, Lily? All right.
Now, but we're gonna connect, right? What happened if we did? No, fuck you. The stream key.
How long are you gonna be podcasting for?
Don't know, bro.
As long as it takes. What does this mean?
What does what mean?
Need the.
Well, this stuff looks so fucking complicated. Do you know what I mean?
I'm still getting tripped up by the fact that you keep leaving, not in time.
Yeah, but Lils, come fucking lean over and be in the shot. This is the bit that people don't see. They will hear this, probably, but...
Is this live?
It's not.
It's not live.
It's not live, but this is the sort of shit that we get the highlights from. Because this will be the shit where we're setting up and we just do dumb shit where we're not even thinking about it. Do you know what I mean?
I'm here.
You're such a fucking hoe. I love it. You're such a fucking hoe.
Sorry.
I love it. Your boyfriend is a dork. McLovin. Yeah, man.
Yeah. I love it. Your boyfriend is a dork. McLovin.
Where the fuck did I get this?
Do I have time to go for a cigarette?
Yeah.
Yeah? I'm still talking stuff, but like, I have a cigarette.
Yeah, it's fine, I'll just...
Are we doing an hour podcast there?
We can do it for as long as you want, dude.
Yo, tea delivery is here, motherfucker. Oh, that's like a really guacamole, but... Dude, your guacamole was amazing.
Thank you.
The bestest guac in all the land.
When we go live on Facebook and the first thing we do go into, you're such a fucking ass.
Oh my god, do it.
It's just all of us. Can you be in it as well?
Oh, mate.
And you live.
What?
Getting on it.
Come on, man.
I love shit.
Who gives a fuck?
I give a fuck. I give all the fucks.
Wear my fucking shades and put a fucking, I don't know, like a fucking hat on. Yeah. Just be like an endorsement bitch. In the background.
Can me and Libby just be like the women at the press conferences?
Oh, what, they just stand there just looking like they fucking hate their lives. Like the fakest smile ever.
Yeah, they have to stand there for ages doing it.
Should we talk MMA tonight? I would talk anything, talk wellness, actually.
Well, will we?
I am mad excited for the fucking fight. Yeah.
We'll go and watch Simpsons and Hang. And if you really, really need us, we will come. If you really, really need us, but we'll watch it from in there.
Nah, we're like, I won't even watch an episode and then come through. And we'll be like, oh, girls are here. Boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. I do think you should come hang out. Why not? The whole point of these new podcasts and shit is to show that we're not, we're just like having fun and shit. And we're just maybe being idiots.
Can we sit over there?
But you always said we wanted to have a podcast.
I don't know. Can we sit over there, like, so we're not on screen and you can still chat? And hang?
I don't really see any reason why not. Seems a bit of a shame, but.
I just
don't
bring it.
Oh, fuck, bro. Oh, that scared me so much.
Sorry.
Well, will you sit over there with me and chat? We'll watch an episode, let them, like, have some time, and then we'll come in and we'll sit over there and chat. Like, yeah, brother. Yes, buddy.
We're in. All right.
Oh, you trod on a fucking Lego.
Oh. You did not!
We fucking spent ages on that shit!
Around
did you just fucking kill our Lego?
I'll fix it!
Oh my god!
You ain't gonna put it together back right. Wait, was that English? You ain't gonna put it together back right!
Calm
this
fun.
Is so weird watching this back.
Doesn't it fucking sketch you out?
Yeah, because like I'm still stood over there. About to come over here. There, right,
we can't see. Now it's like we here. Can't see the chat feed unless we physically watch ourselves fucking on the camera, which sketches you out.
What?
What we could do? Why don't we flip this bit here over so we watch this bit and not the laptop? Because then that's going to be streaming live, so it wouldn't freak us out.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Did you like that bit? I'm always, like, scared whenever I step outside of this door that a pair is going to fucking molest me. Fucking Ivan today brought in, he's the bogeyman man outside my work. He brought in a load of pears from his pear tree in his garden and they were fucking awesome. And I was like, what the fuck? But I was also like, I don't want any fucking pears. I'm sick of fucking pears. Pears are cunts. Fuck the pear.
Get them fucking pears out of my face.
Fuck the fucking pear ruled society. The pear fixated society. Society? Whatever.
Oh, no.
Fuck it.
Yeah, so have your phone and then you can just give me a text if you want to come through.
Oh, text you on the vocal? Just walk in whenever you come back and then we'll just join in. Just hop down and be like, yo, what's up? We chat wetness anyway and we record ourselves on Lily's phone anyway. I mean, we said we were going to put it out, we might as well just do it with us. More people is more fun.
Okay.
Isn't that right, Papa Dearest?
Yes.
We are first guests. And very regular guests.
Very, very regular guests because we live here.
I'm tagging as a morning and daytime talk show.
Should we talk about the news stories of today? We're just like, what's the news stories today? And then we'll give our fucking dumbass thoughts on it.
Meghan Markle shut a car door.
Oh my god, I saw this on Facebook. It was literally a news story because she shut her own car door rather than the guy.
Letting the driver do it.
What the fuck?
I thought you said she got shut in a car door.
No,
and that would have been funnier.
She shut her own car door.
And then shut it herself.
Who the fuck is that person?
Meghan Markle married Prince Harry.
Oh, that fucking...
Oh, you don't fucking know Meghan Markle, is me.
Yeah.
She's, like, technically a princess now.
technically
She kind of is a princess.
Well, I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broken.
Good for you, Nathan. Good for you.
My hypothalamus!
Where are we?
I'm gonna grab some OJ.
Yeah, she's a trifling
friend in need.
Well, she's a gold digger.
Well, we're down. She's good to me. Well, here we are.
I always try to work out what he's saying. I think it's she takes my money when I'm in need.
Yeah.
Oh, she takes my money
when I'm in need.
Mate, Ian has got no hair.
Huh?
But he's got a big beard.
Oh, that's Ryan. He's not robbing the house.
No, I met him before.
If he was, we're.
No, that was a joke.
Can I remember the time we were watching UFC and then like people just kept appearing at like 3 in the morning?
Oh yeah, from that night out.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait for this fight, guys. Like, I don't even think you understand. I don't even think you understand.
Are you actually going to watch it?
Yeah, man.
Are you not coming here to watch it?
Yeah, no, I meant these guys.
Oh.
Yeah. We watched the last one.
Yeah, we should have watched the last one.
Hello. I brought you Pepsi.
Oh, thank you.
So I thought you'd get. You'd want to be Pepsi Red.
Right. Lib. Oh, fuck.
That's really weird. It's like still on.
Look at the kitchen door.
Lily being sat here. That's how far behind that is.
Yeah, because it's scanned through.
The motion.
Are you ready to go live? Oh, we're going to fucking.
Are
you going to flip that thing forward?
I can flip that thing forward.
It's my house, like a fucking.
I don't know, I think that's even weirder now we've got two cameras on us.
Do you think that's even weirder?
That's only 19% either.
Yeah, you're alright.
Sipsies.
We can have sipsies.
Should we
have little shot glasses? Tag a game, Pubka. Well, hey. Should we tag Leisure Suit Larry?
What? Anyone
that shot glasses? Yes, which one?
Let's do shot glasses. Leisure Suit Larry fucking love for sale. Love for. Do you remember that fucking game, bro?
Right, we're going live. Fuck it. We're in. Oh. I do remember Leisure Suit Larry.
Fucking Leisure Suit Larry, man.
Let's just get rid of that. Oh, there's another
take
one.
Take my money! I'm a new.
Right, what up, guys? It is the second installment of Young Cardinals. Nathan's waving to the microphone for some reason.
Well, that's the camera there, too, dude. Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. But what we're going to talk about today? Oh, we've got coffee.
All the things. No, this is. These are the shot glasses.
All right, okay.
These are like our science experiments.
Let's just explain what's going on then, I guess. So we've got some raspberry whiskey.
No, this is blackberry.
Blackberry bramble whiskey.
I can't remember, it's made in Norfolk. It's made in a fine city somewhere.
What's it called? It's the English
bramble.
Whiskey.
This is cool.
There's no ingredients list or anything.
No, it's kind of weird, there's just blank on the back. But yeah, it's a single malt spirit infused with the wonderful blackberry.
You better not spill that on my laptop.
Do you want to pour it?
Yeah.
I feel like I can't be trusted.
Maybe we do this over my leg.
Yeah, that's probably best. Do you like the...
I do like this. Where's the other... Is there only two or is there...
No, everything in this house is cut, like half broken, you know?
Right, okay. So
one of those houses that has fucking like 15 different types of cutlery. Like none of the cutlery matches.
Lose too many and then just like, buy a new set.
You know when you're trying to get like matching ones because it's like satisfying, you just can't. It's like, you pick like the closest one. It's like that.
Maybe you should buy more than one set at a time. And then keep a spare set.
And just accumulated them because so many people fucking live here.
And they bring their own cutlery and they like, half of it.
Yeah, you know it.
Cool, alright. So it's an English single malt infused with a wonderful blackberry.
And blackberry, it's kind of like Ribena. I have had some of this before.
It's actually quite tasty.
It's quite tasty. Do you like Ribena? Do you like blackberry?
I do like
it. Don't get it on your fucking shirt, dude. That shit will stain you to fuck.
No, that's right. If you put milk.
Oh, really?
Like,
TV should also tag fucking Mum's Net.
Oh, well.
Like, and how to get stains that shit. Here you go, pass that here.
There you go, you
I'll
that.
Fucking do
I'll
this.
Leave that away. So, yeah, we've actually got like two. What would you even call it? Tubes? Tubes?
Test tubes.
Test tubes. We've got test tube shots.
Right.
They're only like 15 mil. We'll clink it.
That was very unsensitive.
Oh, wait, we need to do the fucking arm thing.
This is going to be terrible.
How'd you do the fucking arm thing?
What, where you link, yeah, right, we link right, our arm, like fucking people
chink
do at weddings.
Chink
right.
It again. Chink. Here we go. Fucking.
Mmm.
Mmm.
Oh.
It's very Christmassy.
You can definitely taste the, oh, whiskey.
Yeah, you can definitely taste the whiskey.
The whiskey is.
It's 19%, so it's not too bad. Definitely drink it straight, but I think it would be good in like cocktails and shit.
Mmm, use it like a Chambord's kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. You put like with Prosecco, with Prosecco and like a nice slice of orange would be sick. Yeah.
Slice of orange?
Yeah.
Orange and blackberry.
Fuck it. Why not?
Wait a minute, you said Ribena. Isn't Ribena blackcurrant?
Oh. It does taste like Ribena though, doesn't it?
Slightly.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Wait a it fucking goddamn
minute. I'm pretty sure
Ribena. Do you think this is whiskey just blended with fucking Ribena? We've been fucking lied to.
We've been fucking lied to.
The only downside about closing the thing up is we can't see the comments on the...
No, that's very true. We can't see the comments.
Oh, well.
But that's fine.
If you're commenting, we can't watch it.
Yeah, it's an audio.
We also can't see if anyone's actually watching us or live.
That's fine. We don't need to worry about that. It's an audio thing.
Oh, shit. Anyway. Yes, I fucking forgot about this.
We got hotties.
We got fucking hotties.
No beer this week. No coffee and beer either.
No.
That was a disaster last time. I nearly threw up too much.
Yeah. I got my cunt mug. The best mug. I'm not going to spill this on the laptop. There we go.
If you had dropped that, I would have cried.
Dude, I would have fucking cried as well. I just fucking belief that that happened.
What do you mean phone out? Look at this guy.
Okay, I just got an email to a Cardinal thing.
Oh.
Some spammy thing. Can we be your supplier? Crap that we get every day.
Many of those.
Every fucking day.
So many of these emails. Why is someone always trying to sell us some of their clothes from India? I'm pretty sure it's always India as well.
It's always
an Indian supplier.
Yes.
Maybe we have to wait until Brexit.
I've still got Kanye West stuck in my head.
Why have you got Kanye West stuck in your head?
Because I've listened to it like 5 times today.
Oh, man.
I love that music video.
It is just a music video with the suits, and they're all fucking waving their arms about, like...
It is funny.
Kanye makes
I really want some of those suits for us. I think if we popped out, if I can slam
that.
We just
walked around, like, Cardinal branded. Cardinal branded Lil Pump and Kanye suits. We could make some out of some cardboard boxes.
You're such a fucking bro. I love it. Oh, man. It's almost fight night.
It is almost fight night.
Who's excited for fight night?
2 weeks? No, it's next week.
It's on the 6th, yeah. It's next weekend.
It's next weekend.
It's next weekend.
Oh, shit, son.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, shit.
Did you watch the press conference?
I watched little clips of it.
Dude, it got crazy. Got Connors seriously crazy. No, he didn't even let Khabib speak, like, legit.
It looked like that. It looked like every time Khabib opened his mouth, Conor was just fucking shouting at him.
Yeah, and he kept just promoting his whiskey. It was really funny.
Yeah, I saw that. He was asking for cups and...
Well, it turns out his whiskey's sponsoring fight as well. Dana let that happen. Yeah. There's this big thing about it.
Why is he making his own whiskey?
It's even printed on the canvas. He goes, I'm going to beat your head into the canvas while my whiskey's on the canvas behind you. Like... printed on canvas. I know, right?
That's so wild.
It's so wrong, isn't it? He's getting paid shares in Zuffa, and it's really wrong. I don't think it's good at all.
No, not at all. I'm going to move the laptop.
Fight purses shouldn't involve shares in the company that decide champions and fights.
No.
You know, you can't own part of the people that set up the competition you're in. That's a bit weird.
That's very. If he was to retire,
he said he's going to retire if he loses, which is really out of character for him.
He's got enough money though.
That is true. That is true.
And the only reason he'd fight after that is to keep his belt and just.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. Whether he's just going to relinquish the other weight class belt.
I thought they'd already taken it off him.
Or if they just completely annulled it. He doesn't still have to fight to defend it.
That's normally what happens, isn't it?
Because the other guy's interim, right?
No.
Because obviously you've got interim world champion, then world champion.
I swear they took Conor... Because
at the moment Khabib is interim.
I thought he was actually... No, he's actually the champion.
No, he's still interim.
No, because they... When he fought his last fight, that was for the belt. That was for the title. The actual title.
Yeah.
It wasn't for interim.
Okay.
Because who was he supposed to fight? I've forgotten his name.
He was supposed to fight Tony Ferguson.
Yeah. Tony Ferguson was the interim champion.
Yeah, but then he fell over and broke his knee. Didn't
yeah.
He?
Like so just, they.
And then they put in Ali.
Because it was going to be Aya Quinta, or it was going to be Khabib and Tony Ferguson fighting for the actual belt, not the interim belt.
Okay.
Which is why the Khabib and Aya Quinta fight was still a title fight.
Fuck. Ferguson's on the co-main, isn't he? This time around as well? Or is it Holloway? I was getting too mixed up.
Ferguson won't be fine again yet. He's not had time to recover, surely.
What, from the knee injury?
Yeah.
It's been ages.
Yeah, but he blew his knee out completely, didn't he? Completely busted up.
He only fell over a fucking cable in the studio.
Yeah, I know. That's what makes it so crazy.
Yeah.
I think like tore his I think he tore his ligaments apart.
Yeah, but a fucking UFC got really pissy about it, didn't they? Like, oh, you can't do this fight, this really big fight. But it was doing his press conference responsibilities he has to do contractually. It was like, well, if he wasn't there, he wouldn't have done it. You know what I mean? It's really weird, so. Ah, oh, bro. This is going to be so good. I really don't hope it's like a one rounder, like in like a flash knockout. I really would hate that.
No, I think.
I want it to be a fucking war. Like, I really want it to be a war. I was watching last night McGregor. I was rewatching. McGregor and Chad Mendes. Do you remember that fight? So Chad Mendes is like an all-American wrestler.
Yeah, that was a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's like an all-American wrestler. And he took Conor to the ground and for two rounds just elbowed the fuck out of his fucking face. And Conor looked like in a really bad way. And then he went for an anaconda choke, I think. And Conor slipped out and they both stood back up. And Conor literally just went hook, hook, uppercut, hook, hook, uppercut, hook, hook. Right, and then Celtic cross finish. Right, pop up. They just like just pop up, and it was just Herb Dean was like nah, he's out, and it was like fuck, it looked like he was losing, and I'm like fuck, that could happen with Khabib. It's like you never know, Conor. His fucking hands, it only takes one punch, that's a fucking problem.
He is such a good.
That's why you can't put money on this fight.
He is such a good puncher.
I want to say Khabib on paper, to be honest, because undefeated.
I wasn't impressed with the performance against Aya Quinta. Maybe that's just because he thought he'd get some stand up practice in the ring and actually stand up with the guy rather than do his normal tactic of throw him around and maul him like a bear.
Yeah. Yeah, but you want on points in a 5-round fight. Yeah. You're like, you don't have knockout power. You need to get a TKO or a submission. You have to. On the ground. It has to be ground and pound TKO or it has to be a submission for him to win. Yeah, he can't stand up with Conor. He'll be fucked.
No, if he stands up with Conor, he'll get...
I think Conor, first thing, right, won't touch gloves. Not a chance. But first thing, will run up and straight away go for a spinning kick. I'll put money on that.
You put money on that?
I put money on that. He goes straight away, he'll go for a spinning kick. He'll go for a spinning heel kick. That's his first move of the fight. You won't even throw a jab. Like, seriously, that's insane. Guarantee it. He done it against Chad Mendes. He ran up and he went straight with his first move.
No, you don't do that to Khabib.
I think
not straight out of the gate.
I think he fucking will. No, he's so cocky.
If he
he's
does
unbelievable.
That, if he does that straight out of the gate, Khabib's just going to take him down.
What are you going to give me if he does it straight out of the gate?
What if he does it?
Yeah.
What about? I'm not going to give you
£500.
I'm not going to give you £500. What kind of bet is that?
Think about the fucking odds.
What are you going to give me if he doesn't?
Don't know.
It's going to be like 6 a.m.
Oh man. A bed to sleep in. I won't kick you out.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate.
I'm sleeping here anyway. You can't make me.
I'm excited, though. The world is watching. That's the tagline. It's crazy. Will we be able to get it on BT?
Yeah.
Rule.
Yeah, it's all on BT.
That's good. That's really good.
The world is watching. Do you reckon this will be the biggest pay-per-view ever?
I think so. Should we do another shot of this?
Can I do another shot of that?
Let's do another shot. Oh, because you're driving there?
What was that? That was 15 mil.
I don't know. Well, this is only 19%. It's like a strong
wine. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Is it like a strong wine?
Yeah, that'd be right.
Is it like...
As well, wine's not normally that strong.
But how strong is wine, then? Why don't we drink wine?
It'll be like the equivalent to a glass of, I'd imagine.
Oh, man, nah. Yeah, fuck this. This is you're pouring this, man. I'm such a fucking idiot when it comes to this. You need the best at bars guy. Guys
at Best at Bars, yeah.
Guys at Best at Bars.
They know how to do this.
Shout out to those guys.
There you go.
That was pretty much even as well.
Nice, man.
I've never done that before. Can we just drink these normally instead of getting around the elbow?
Like a pro sif.
Think.
Pro sif.
Savor that one.
That
you definitely get that whiskey flavour.
But it's after. It's like you get three different flavours.
No, see, I get the whiskey first.
You get the whiskey first. I like the aftertaste on your cheeks. It is kind of like a port or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like really rich.
That's definitely, yeah.
Ah, cheese board.
Cheese board on that.
Some motherfucking Edam and shit. Some goat's cheese.
Who has Edam on a cheese board?
Did I say Edam?
You did say Edam.
I meant, what's the one I've got in there? Brie. I meant Brie.
Brie.
Sorry. Fuck Edam. That tastes like nothing. It's like Baby Bell.
Yeah, Baby Bell. They say Baby Bell's cheddar. I don't believe it.
I don't fucking believe a word of that shit. It's fucking...
Or is it Edam?
It's like Swiss cheese, isn't it?
It is very mild.
Doesn't really taste like much.
No. Mozzarella's got to be the nicest mild cheese.
Yeah, but it's only because it's stringy. It doesn't really taste anything.
Yeah, you know, when you melt it.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. What's this saying?
When you melt it, it's definitely the one.
Yeah, Cardinal Clothing is live now. Hello.
At least they told us.
Yeah, thank you for letting us know.
We got some comments.
There's people commenting. We can watch it on here, look.
We could watch it on there. But...
No, it's weird, because I can hear our voices from like 5 minutes
ago. Yeah, stop doing that.
It's really hot all of a sudden in here.
Because you're wearing like...
I'm going to have to derobe.
A hat.
A hoodie.
I hope you're wearing nothing under that. Nathan's getting undressed. He's taking the he is wearing nothing on. Oh, he has got the t-shirt. I didn't think you did for a second. What's that t-shirt?
This is from Bershka.
What is a Bershka?
What is a Bershka? Bershka's like, I don't even fucking know, really. It's like a German kind of clothing store where they sell stuff that isn't... It's only made by them, really. And
right, okay.
Most of the t-shirts are blank, but they have a few graphic tees. Pretty cool. But they're super cheap. Only cost £4. It's super cheap.
That is insane.
Yeah, they're really good. Bershka's cool, but we don't have one in Norwich. I got this one in Brighton.
Bershka.
That was the last, didn't
I? I like that word.
Bershka. Fuck, that was too difficult.
Did you spell it right?
I think I did. Bershka. Okay. Bershka.
Anyone who's listening,
go that's to when, it's when this whole time I've been saying it wrong. It's like Bershka or something. Oh, I've just had it completely wrong this entire time.
There's not even an A, it's just Bershk.
Yeah, we don't have one in Norwich. It's, that's a bit shit. We need an Urban Outfitters in Norwich as well, that'd be awesome.
What the hell is an Urban Outfitters?
Urban Outfitters? You know what Urban Outfitters is? That's weird.
Why is that weird?
Because it's like a really big shop. It's like a mainly American thing. But yeah. They sell some really nice stuff. It's really expensive, though. I think. Anyway.
Oh, can I have some of that Pepsi?
Yes. Yes, bro.
I've still got OJ. What's with my OJ?
You got your OJ? No, why are you always mixing weird shit?
It'll be tasty.
Well, orange juice and OJ. Fuck's sake.
Orange juice and OJ.
Pepsi and OJ. That's fucking grim. Why do you want to stop? That looks horrible.
There we go, there we go.
That looks so fucking grim.
It seems like I'm trying a different strain of concoction every week, but this is actually pretty tasty.
Put some of this in it too.
Try that.
Fuck it.
And tell me I'm wrong.
Is this our Cardinal soft drink?
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of tastes like a cocktail, to be honest. Like a mocktail or something like that, yeah.
It's quite tasty.
It's quite tasty.
I got coffee there.
What would we call our Cardinal soft drink? If it was an energy drink, it could be like...
Are we going to make an energy drink now?
Oh, no, fuck that, because I can't drink it.
Caffeine sensitive?
No, fucking sugar. Yeah.
Maybe we make a sugarless energy drink.
What would we energize it with? Ginseng? Like Wu-Tang Clan ginseng root? Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, what the fuck?
You can get sugar-free Red Bull and stuff, dude.
I'm such a fuckwit. Yeah.
But if grape we made drank. Everything grape drank.
Yeah. If we were to make like a signature brew beer, right, what would you make? What's like your dream beer if we could make it your very own beer?
Ooh. It'd have to be something quite similar to Punk IPA because it's probably my favourite.
Punk IPA is cool. And also, what's the one that I like to Signature Brew already do? What's the one I like?
I can't
remember. Stage Diver.
Yes.
That is a fucking good beer.
That is a good beer.
That's a really good beer. Gets you crazy though. Stage Diver's a 7% fucker, isn't it? You're only allowed,
is it?
That's the one you're only allowed half pints. They only serve it as half pints or cans. You can't buy a pint.
Oh man, I didn't even
know that. Pint of that would, like, a couple of pints of that would really floor you.
It's like Old Rosie.
Yeah, it would really floor you. It's really like syrupy. It's really like fucking nice beer.
You got to love drinking Old Rosie.
Old Rosie.
7% anything in pints is great. Until you've had four.
If we're talking ciders, I like Hemi Westerns, man.
Hemi Westerns.
Mm.
No, I do.
I used to, you know, when you used to film our old band.
Yes.
And I used to always turn up fucking fucked up. I used to always get drunk before band practice. I'd always bring a couple of bottles of Hemi Westerns, and it was just done me in. A couple of bottles of that, and you're fucked.
It's quite strong as well, though, isn't it?
It's like 8 point something.
Yeah.
And it's a cider. It's kind of hard to get to the end of the bottle, like, because it's so rich. Do you know what I mean? Like,
walks around with money and judges everyone. Not
like fucking pulls up in the Tesla, like. Beep.
The hover Tesla.
I think it's pretty safe to say that if you do see anyone in the UK driving a Tesla, they're like Norwegian or something. Like, they always seem to be Scandinavian driving Teslas.
How do you, are you speaking to all these people?
No.
You did a survey of Tesla and
No.
You did it to Christopher
No, Walken. It's crazy. Oh my god. Pineapple. I like to eat it. Spiro generally does a better Christopher Walken than me.
I know you told
me. It was like my fucking impression. He's better than me. He like moved in and like fucking destroyed my impression. I was like, fuck. That was like my party trick one as well. That was like really
bad. Oh man.
So I pull out the bag. There's loads of people that don't even know who Christopher Walken is, so they just presume like I'm angry New Yorker slash Jew.
They don't know who Christopher Walken is.
Yeah, you've
he's some, like in every film ever.
Yeah, but you know some people have just fuckwits, aren't they? Yeah. You know, people like don't know like just simple things. Like people that have never seen Pulp Fiction. Please say you've seen Pulp Fiction. Oh, bro.
Of course I've seen Pulp Fiction.
Oh, fucking hell, dude. I was like, genuinely.
How would you think I haven't seen Pulp Fiction?
I bet Bramble in this is nice.
Probably.
Bramble and Pepsi might be nice. I haven't got glass, and I can't be asked to go get one.
Use your coffee mug.
You're so grim.
Just rinse it
out
with Pepsi.
You're so fucking disgusting.
Why? What's wrong with that?
You just want to mix everything. It's like, fuck it. It all goes together.
Well, you like coffee. You like some ketchup.
I feel like you're not as good a cocktail maker or a drinks maker as you are a chef. You need to make me sushi because I've never had sushi.
I've only made sushi once.
Was it good?
Yeah, it's alright. It's quite tasty.
I mean, I don't really get it.
What do you mean, get it? It's like rice and fish.
Yeah, but like cold.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Why is that weird?
Because I like my food to be hot.
Hot all food?
Well,
you
not
eat
all
hot
food.
Cereal?
Well, I don't really eat cereal that much.
You eat hot cake? Hot ice cream?
Yeah, but they're like...
Hot cream?
Things that you have.
Fire cream?
Hey, Fireball, do a fucking squirty cream. Fucking Reese's. I'm doing a Reese's Pieces fucking squirty cream, dude.
What is it, just peanut butter?
It's fucking, yeah, it's like... It's like squirty cream, but flavoured Reese's. Like, flavoured with Reese's Pieces and shit. Inside the squirty cream. You spray it out, it's like... And it's like brown. Or like peanut butter colour.
That sounds amazing.
What colour is peanut butter? It's like brown. Gold. Gold. Gold's a good way to describe it. Glistens.
Nice. Brown?
Yeah, I suppose.
Orangey brown?
Mustard orange brown?
I don't know. It's not the colour of your hat.
Yeah, man. I've got a peanut butter hat. I've got a Reese's hat.
Reese's hat.
Can we do a Reese's collab? I fucking love that shit. I think Reese's are the pure reason why my teeth aren't, like,
good. Oh, man.
You made yourself feel ill again by drinking that shit.
No, I think it's because I'm drinking coffee afterwards. I didn't...
Every fucking time we try to do something, like, blah. Blah. Oh, fuck, we got this stand here.
What is this?
This is
the only one left.
Raspberry Jaffas. I'm fucking having this.
Are you going to eat a Jaffa cake?
M&S. Raspberry Jaffa cakes.
Don't be plugging M&S. Is that
these are fucking awesome. These are awesome. Weird shape though. I think that's copyright issues. They can't have a circle. But they were allowed to call them Jaffa cakes, which I found weird.
That's the what?
Raspberry Jaffa cakes.
Yeah, that's because that's the type of cake it is.
Oh. I thought it was just like the brand.
No.
It's McVitie's Jaffa cake, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
That is weird, actually. Never thought about that, because you can get, like, Jaffa cake stuff.
Because it's like a product in itself. You
can get, like, giant Jaffa cakes or whatever that aren't made by McVitie's.
That's weird. Ba-ba-bum, bum-bum.
Just does that mean it wasn't McVitie's that came up with the Jaffa cake?
Who came up with the Jaffa cake? It's trivia time with Cardinal.
No, it's fine, I know.
What?
Jonathan Bradley Jaffa III.
What the fuck? That's not correct.
It is, yeah.
That is not.
Jonathan Bradley Jaffa III.
You're a fucking piece of shit. That isn't real.
That is.
No, it isn't. It is. Inventor.
Jonathan Bradley Jaffa III. Does that say they're a biscuit?
Yeah. Jaffa cakes are a biscuit-sized cake.
Oh, they are, McVitie.
Hey, that's a fucking typo. Jaffa cakes are biscuit-sized... Oh, wait, okay.
Biscuit-sized. Okay. So, it is hyphenated.
Cool, thank you.
So...
Introduced by McVitie and Price. Ooh. In the UK in 1927. And named after Jaffa oranges. Special type of...
It's the type of orange.
It's the type of orange. Well, that's fucking incorrect then, because these are fucking raspberries. I put it all to bed, didn't it? It should be Rasper cakes.
Rasper
cakes.
I don't even know.
They can be a Rasta cakes.
I don't think M&S's target audience would be enjoying going in there and seeing something called Rasta cakes.
I gotta give me some Rasta cakes.
I need me some Rasta cakes, Mum.
If I don't get me Rasta cakes. oh my god, they have the fucking exact measurements on here. They're 54 millimetres. What if one's 52 or 53 or something?
It isn't good. You probably get a mil.
Oh, look how posh this is. A Genoese sponge base, a layer of orange flavoured jam, and a coating of chocolate. Oh my god.
Posh?
Because it's.
Do you not watch Bake Off?
Genoese or whatever. That sounds posh.
You don't watch Bake Off? They do Genoese sponge.
10 things you didn't know about Jaffa cakes.
Are we just going on a
Can we fucking name the segment on Jaffa
we're
cakes?
We're going on a Jaffa cake.
We're going on a Jaffa cake rabbit hole here.
Oh, great.
Each cake takes 18 minutes from start to finish.
Really?
Yeah. I think that means from... They're still mass produced, but like...
Yeah, well, it says...
To make a batch, I think it takes 18. Fucking hell. 10 acres.
10 acres on of Jaffa cake factory.
On a metric fuckton conveyor belt built over a mile long. Fuck. The oven itself is 100 yards long. The whole process yields 2,000 Jaffa cakes a minute. Yeah, can you... Just me at the end. Pouring.
2,000 Jaffa cakes a minute.
I couldn't be fucking trusted to work there, man. Like, so many Jaffa cakes would go missing. Look at the size of that.
Whoa, where'd you get that?
Back in April 2013, McVitie's produced a full-scale cake version called The Big One, sold in Asda and Morrison's. Unfortunately, too much of a good thing was really too much, and production didn't last. You see that photo of that? Does that come through on the screen?
Nathan is now showing everyone a picture of a giant Jaffa cake.
I'm putting that up on screen.
It looks...
It's fucking huge.
It looks like at least two times
the
bigger.
The Jaffery bit looks so thick. And this bit kind of looks like it would be really unappealing all the way around.
The chocolate bit. Looks quite thick, doesn't it, yeah. For the size of the cake?
What the fuck is this? They covered a lift at the engine communications firm in central London with components of 1,325 mini cakes as a way of bringing some fun into the crushingly boring office lives. What?
They had lickable wallpaper.
Oh my god, they made fucking wallpaper that tasted like Jaffa Cakes. Fuck, can we have that in our office? Strawberry Jaffa Cakes?
That doesn't make...
And lemon lime.
They haven't tried raspberry.
None of them lasted long. They haven't tried raspberry. M&S have got the raspberry thing. It's all about supply and demand.
It is.
That's what it's about. They spotted a gap in the Jaff market and they took the raspberry route.
The gap in the Jaff.
The gap in the Jaff.
They found the gap in the Jaff.
Oh my god! Jaffa Cake Stonehenge.
Someone's made a Jaffa Cake Stonehenge.
That's fucking awesome. Do you know What the Fox Say? You know, like the song, What the Fox Say? What the Fox Say?
Yeah.
Yeah. The people that did that also do a song called What's the Meaning of Stonehenge? Have you heard it?
No.
Fuck, dude. It's so good.
Is it, though?
It's so good.
I don't think... What Does the Fox Say was a...
Oh, it was a class jam. Yip, 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 yip. Right, so I've got some trivia about these people. The two guys that do it, the two main guys in Ylvis, they are actually talk show hosts in Norway. They have their own talk show, and each song that they do is to promote a new season of talk show cover. Just so you know. So that's the advert that runs in Norway for when the new show comes out.
I didn't need that information in my life. But now I've got it, and I don't know what to do with it.
You've just lost something really important, like your national insurance number's just gone foop.
No, because my national insurance number is... no.
Almost.
Almost. You almost got that.
I genuinely don't fucking know it. Fraud. I genuinely don't know.
What do you mean you don't know yours?
I don't... What, well, I mean, I don't fucking know.
I bet you didn't even
know.
Get a card.
Card? No, I don't have an NI card, though.
No. So you're young...
I just have my pay slips.
Young little whippersnapper.
I normally... Whenever I ask for something on like, a gov website or banking or, you know, job applications or anything like that, I always just go and grab a pay slip. I don't know if I...
You sure it'll be on your P46 at the end of the year as well?
It'll be on my P45 at the end of the year. If anyone's watching from where I work, I didn't mean that.
I guess we'll be getting it next week then.
Tomorrow.
Hey, like some fucking tweezers. You know how girls pluck their eyebrows, do you reckon that hurts? Oh. Did you get it?
Yeah.
Does it
hurt? No, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah. I always complain, so it hurts.
I've got eyebrows of steel. I think those pussies, mate.
Girls are just pussies.
Do you know what I need again? So I need to get this fucking tattoo finished. This tattoo.
Well, there's...
And I need more tattoos as well.
I don't know, I got the one.
Yeah, your turtle. Show everyone your turtle. It's so cute. The little turtle. What's the fucking turtle from Nemo called? The little dude.
I don't even know.
Jellyman! Offspring. Offspring, Jellyman. I think he's called Crash or something, isn't he?
He is Crash.
Yeah, he's called... Yeah, that's Crash.
That's not Crash.
That's the small version of Crash. Just call him Offspring.
Offspring.
Offspring. Jellyman.
Are you going to have a cigarette?
No, I'm just going to roll one.
Just going to roll one. Just I think roll I dr- one. I've drunk way too much fluid after eating those nachos earlier.
Oh, dude. Did you get a photo of the nachos?
I put something on Instagram stories.
Oh, what? For Cardinal?
Yeah.
Oh, sick. Yeah, no, they were fucking epic. If you didn't see it, hop over to the Instagram and have a look. Or we can probably show the people that are watching on camera. If anyone is watching at this point.
Oh, wait.
That is. I still can't see whether anyone's actually watching or commenting or anything. We're not ignoring the chat, by the way.
We are ignoring you. We don't like you guys.
We're not looking at the laptop because it sketches us out. Because we can see ourselves in like a 10-second delay and it's so off-putting.
Yeah.
It's better just to chat shit like this. Talk utter wetness. Who's excited for Monday and our launch, our new website launch? It's gonna be fun.
I don't think anyone knows about the new website launch.
The new website launch. We're going to launch it and trial it, and then hopefully clothes will follow.
Definitely clothes will follow.
No. I've got some samples from our new suppliers and our new stuff arriving in my sizes. I've ordered myself some stuff.
Nice.
It's getting close. I love it when it gets to this stage. This stage is good because this stage is like, you just got to tip just it over got, and it's yeah. there. And then you can relax.
Just got to make sure everything's at the standard.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
What's a good point?
Website.
Webshow.
We're launching that on Monday, so we're still going to be doing... What are we even going to... Oh, just t-shirts, beanie.
We haven't all the beanies. Stuff that we got. So we have beanies left. And then we have hoodies left, Fireball Collab hoodies left. And we've got all of our new stuff. Obviously, because it's all done via dropshipping. So... it's all good to go. Everything's got multi colours. We're not doing just black and white anymore. We've got pinks, yellows, greens, greys, all sorts of stuff.
Purples.
Amazing tartans.
Purples.
There's some purple purples.
Purple.
There's some blues. There's some other shit. It's gonna be so fun.
It is.
I've been talking to like our promoters and stuff, showing them new stock, and feedback's been really good as well, which is nice.
Nice. Doing stuff.
Shout out to Chris Harbour and our German guys in Leipzig. They're always doing a great job.
They're
very pretty people. They take really nice photos and stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Love them guys. We should go stay with them soon. We should go out.
Cardinal tour.
We should do a cardinal tour. Or just fucking around.
Definitely. I mean, we're going to look at the comments section after this anyway.
We will look at the comments section anyway. So if anyone from Leipzig wants to put us up. Anyone from anywhere wants to put us up, then we'll try and map something together because that'll be fun as fuck.
Yeah.
We'll try and tie it in next summer.
Yes, that'd be sick.
Fucking summer, we're always about that'd everywhere. So
that would be so sick.
If anyone's watching, it's the organisers, little indie festivals or little gigs and stuff as well. They want us to come down, sponsor the event, and just have a good time, have some drinks. We like doing pro bono stuff with the Cardinal family, so it's just we come down, give you a load of free merch for letting us come down, and then we sell clothes at your event, and we all have a good time. If you're into that, then hit us up next, because next year is going to be busy.
The laptop in again.
What, battery?
Yeah, I'm fucking.
Fuck's sake, dude.
I am a moron.
You're supposed to be a professional, man.
I'm barely a professional.
You're supposed to be a professional.
Oh, God. Carnage. Nothing but carnage.
So how we doing? That slightly sounded like the War of the Worlds thing. My parents have been to go see that live, the Liam Neeson one. Fuck, I was jealous, man.
Liam Neeson?
Yeah, Liam Neeson done the voiceover thing for it. You know, like the face that's the narrator?
In War of the Worlds.
Yeah. You know, like in the stage show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think our live stream might be failing, but...
Oh, failing whatever. As in it's dead, or...?
I don't know. We'll leave it.
Oh, no, that's a shame.
That's fun.
We still got audio live. This is technical difficulties that happen sometimes. If cameras are down, can I go for a cigarette and still stay on audio then?
Sort of, yeah, I guess.
Yeah? What's up, the Wi-Fi just sketch out?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Nathan doesn't have very good internet here, so the live stream.
Shocking internet.
The live
supposed
stream.
It's supposed to be Virgin Fibre Optic in fucking Norwich City Centre.
And we might still
live in the arse end of nowhere.
We are still in Norfolk,
shit.
So.
Fucking shit.
I don't blame it.
Norfolk needs to, like, get forward about 200 years.
Yeah, that's very true.
I'm pretty sure I remember Lulu out. In Walpole Crosskeys out near you. So that's the arse end of nowhere.
Yeah.
Better internet speed than me here in Norwich.
Wow.
That's insane, isn't it?
That is pretty insane.
When you think about it. Did the live stream go down?
No, it's still there.
Oh, shit. Oh, well. Well, I'm over here.
Nathan's gone. I'll just sit here and chat to you lovely people.
It's just going to look pretty on the camera.
It's alright, they'll still be able to hear you. Just not very well, because it's a directional microphone.
Right.
So yeah, I'm sorry about
Speak louder!
Sorry about the audio quality. We're working on getting microphones and stuff, but funds are low due to redoing website, looking at new products, that sort of thing.
Camera stuff's expensive.
Oh, I have actually got some really cool news. So I know a few guys my way, which is like West Norfolk sort of area, that are into music and bands and in that sort of area of
that's
stuff.
That's always good.
They do that stuff. And someone came to me with the idea of doing a documentary style thing on the underground music scene around Norfolk.
Fuck yeah.
So...
Fuck yes.
We're going to produce that underneath the Cardinal banner.
It's good because the fucking... The scene in Norwich used to be so good.
I know, it's like the Brickmakers is shutting as well now, yeah, isn't it? So it's like
Owl Sanctuary shut down.
Yeah. I mean, they relocated for a little bit, didn't they? And then
and then it gave up because it just wasn't there. Everyone was like, "Oh my god, yeah, the Owl, save the Owl!" And then when the new one opened, no one went.
Yeah.
And it was like, well, you know, you saved it. Now keep it going, and it didn't work. It's a shame, man, because that was a good fucking place.
It was. Place. People are too concerned about having their new iPhones.
That was a home for the heartless. Fucking the old marquee building one.
Never went, dude.
All the soundproofing, like peeling off the walls, it was fucking brilliant, man.
That sounds terrible.
That's exactly
sounds
what you
like
want.
A fire hazard.
That's exactly what you want.
That is not what you want.
That was the best shit.
Definitely a fire hazard. Fire starts, everyone's gonna
shout out to Dan Hawcroft, but I think you live in Australia now, so. You won't be seeing this, I imagine, but...
He may do.
He may do, later on. If you're about, Dan, give us a message. How you doing?
But yeah, something we should do, a few documentary-style things, a few pieces. Pieces of content for the world to enjoy, other than these things.
I want to do some skateboard vids. I want to do a skateboard movie.
A skateboard movie?
I want to do a skateboard movie.
What sort of skateboard movie?
I want to do a skateboard movie filled with dumb skits and skateboard footage... And hard bales.
Okay.
And just people fucking around at the bowl house and shit.
That sounds like fun. We could do
sounds
that.
Like fun. We should all just hang out at the bowl house and film it and then just make it into a feature length film that people can just chong out to. I love watching skateboard movies. My favourite's creature boards. You know creature boards?
Nope.
You know any creature? They make like really, really cool like monster boards. Like the bottom of the boards are always like weird monster heads and stuff.
Nice.
But like the whole board is filled and there's always like greens and blacks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like really, really cool stuff. Really cool artwork. Like lowbrow style, kind of like Santa Cruz.
Okay.
But they do like cruiser boards, so really wide skateboards.
Yeah.
All their music videos are normally cruising. But they put in like little animations and shit, like little monsters that have been made on like paint and shit, and they put them into the shots. And then like, say someone's... someone's doing a pipe and they're going side to side and like weaving and stuff, they'll put the monsters like in between so then they weave around the monsters and stuff.
Nice.
Yo, what's up? How we doing?
Hello. Yo.
That's amazing. I gave up not smoking and kept it back.
Yeah.
I thought
I saw and I was like...
It looked like the live stream went down.
Yeah,
never
watching, and I was like,
how
was I inside?
Yeah,
yeah.
The live stream we thought went
everyone
down.
Can still hear it though.
Yeah.
You guys wearing the same t-shirt? No,
we're not wearing the same.
It's pretty similar.
Did
they're
you
pretty
guys
similar
get
shirts.
Changed?
We're twinning. No, I put this
I like
one instead
this shirt.
Of the hoodie.
This shirt's cool.
Thank you.
Like
it's the H&M one.
Nice.
That's product placement.
For anyone that can hear.
Why are you not repping Cardinal? Even fairness, Papa's the only one.
Yeah, I was like, you're not repping.
He doesn't. He ever. He never. Actually, no. He did have the hoodie that you're now sitting on.
That must be.
See. Get your Fireball Cardinal hoodies now. Winter's coming.
Can they still? Is
Winter
the,
is coming.
Is the old website still up?
The old website's still up. You can still purchase on the old website. It's just the new website goes live on Monday.
And it will be bigger.
It'll be exactly the same domain name, we're just going to swap it over.
It'll be better.
It'll be better though.
And there'll be a lot more stuff on there.
Weird. Do you know what I'd really love to try and like work out in code would be like a way for someone to set up like an account, sign in, log in, get loyalty points and shit. That'd be amazing if we could do that. Are you working on that?
Yeah.
Ah, yes. Yes.
You know I am.
If you could get like loyalty points and like build it up and then use it as store credit,
yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, but
I'd like give people loads of stuff.
So
repeat customers,
No, also loyalty points for sharing our stuff on social media and...
Oh, that's cool. How does it know?
Sort of thing.
Super smart.
I'm looking at a couple of programs, yeah.
Super smart. This guy with tech, he's my tech dude.
I'm not. There's just people that already know how to do this stuff.
There's YouTube.
I just find those things out.
Do things DIY in indie.
Seriously, man, we live in an age where you can learn to do anything.
You can learn to do anything. There's a really good thing called... Oh, fuck. What's it called? Skillshare.
Yeah.
I love Skillshare.
Skillshare's good.
Skillshare practically taught me how to do all the designs. All the designs. That's awesome.
I pretty much learned most of the stuff I know from YouTube.
Yeah. Your film work is nuts, though.
It's not.
Hand on heart.
Yeah,
it is. Hand on heart.
Oh, thank you.
I want to play with the drone at some point. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I need to actually check. Drone shit. Yeah, we should do some drone stuff.
Let's do some drone shit.
That'd be so cool.
You overshot sort of like... We could do it on the skateboard. Have you not sent the drone with longboarder and stuff yet? Like,
no, not yet.
That'd be dope. Going downhill with the drone above it. Yeah, man.
James is up for that.
That'd be sick. Yeah, chuck him a t-shirt and we'll do it.
Yeah.
Or get it in the fucking skateboard movie. We need to make a skateboard movie.
We do need to make a skateboard movie.
How fucking awesome would a skateboard movie be?
You're like hovering.
I was trying to work out if it was raining or not.
No, it's not raining, bro.
I'm way up for ages. Like
you can wear my hoodie if you want to wear my hoodie, but I don't think it's raining, bro. Do you want the squashies, man?
Come on. I don't open them because I was scared you were going to...
Crack into them squashies. Oh, yeah. These are possibly the nicest things. They taste like drumstick
squashies.
Yeah, they do taste like drumstick.
Original raspberry.
Oh, they do fucking sour ones?
Yeah, no, yeah. They're not sour. Well, they're not really sour. Sour cherry and apple.
What?
I bet they taste...
Life changed. It's a game changer.
Terrible.
Guanaba.
These things are like crack.
Yeah, they are.
More.
Oh, so good.
I bet they're so bad for you.
Yeah.
I bet this is literally just like liquefied sugar and then made into a rubbery sweet.
Hey, you missed my thing earlier, girls. What? I changed the Kanye West song to "You're Such a Fucking Bro." I love it. I'm a sick fuck. I like a quick fuck. Woo! I'm a sick fuck. I like a quick fuck. Woo! Oh, bro.
Right.
How long have we been recording for?
Like 3/4 of an hour.
3/4 of an hour.
Shit. I feel like we're getting better.
Mm-hmm.
I wish this was much more natural.
This is more us than we're just hanging out, talking complete fucking...
Having the camera not... Oh, not the camera. The it computer helps staring so at much. Us definitely helps.
Bro.
It's probably going to be really weird for the audio.
Can we turn the camera? You were fucking... You look like fucking Elmo, dude. Your fucking nose.
Pressed up on the glass door.
Elmo!
I'm putting those down.
You're fucking... Pazzing out on the fucking squashies. You need to...
Rep Fireball.
You need to rep the endorsement, bro.
I'm not... What even is that? Oh my god. Yeah. So I'm just gonna sit like this now. I'm now a rapper. My EP comes out next week.
Look at you're about to drop the hippity hoppiest. Hippity hoppiest.
My rap name is Big Paps.
I love it when you call me Big Pap. Put your hands in the air if you're a true player.
Yeah, Big Paps is now my rap name.
Let's do another one of these.
I can't, I'm driving.
I'm going to do another one of these.
You can do another one. I'm going to pour it for you.
Yes. Thank you.
Is it nice?
It is really
nice. Do you
want
to try some? No. Do you want like a little bit?
Do you like whiskey?
It's not too bad.
It's not too bad, but you do get the whiskey taste.
Tastes like Ribena. Come on, have some.
No. Why am I still wearing this fucking... Nathan has put a half hat on me. And it was just...
It's much better like that.
Yeah. I still...
It's a wee bit tight for your head. I love this bit coming through. The Macaulay Culkin 90s kid. I love that.
I can't even see that. Oh, wow.
I feel like we need a really cheesy, like...
Exit song?
No, entrance song. Like, intro song to a sitcom. Like, bam, 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 bam.
with the titles when they got Star and Papa Bear. Right, I'm gonna go off camera.
And you do
your bit. Starring Papa Bear. And Waffles.
Forever on the internet, I hope you remember that.
Mm. Don't give a fuck.
You bet.
I wish Vine was still a thing, because we were talking about how we were going to still be Vine. That'd be sick.
We need to do that Matilda challenge.
Instagram.
We need to do this Matilda challenge.
The Matilda challenge?
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
We should do it. Nate could be the one throwing the stuff, because you could film it, because then it would be well filmed, and me and Libby will be in charge of moving objects and shit.
Yeah. No, it's real magic.
I mean, we're going to have magic, and me and Libby are just going to watch.
Have you not, Jamie, not seen it?
No, I have seen it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Seen
it. Fuck, it's so good. So good. When he fucking goes like that on the door and it opens, then he's like... And then it closes again. It's like, fuck. I was like, there's no way that was one take. How many takes? Again.
I don't know.
Did you see that he mixed again?
Again?
But he done orange juice.
It was
and
actually
Pepsi.
Quite nice.
Do you not learn?
Oh.
No, the orange juice of
that didn't sound good. That did not sound good, bro.
The orange juice.
Fucking hell.
The orange juice and Pepsi was fine. It was because I was drinking coffee in between
and
orange juice
and bramble.
The bramble's alright, that's just bramble.
Do you want to try some bramble?
Oh,
no? Do you like bramble?
I just caught a glimpse of what I look like with that fucking hat on.
Oh, and that angle as well was so fucking funny.
Oh, here we go. Molly Macaulay Culkin, me. We should stop watching that, but we can wrap this up, I guess.
Should we wrap up? Do you guys want to hang out a bit more on the camera, or should we?
I'm just gonna.
Or should we call it a day?
You can
now?
Have as many as you want, but you're getting them individually.
I want to go.
It's not stopping.
I'm a nog, man.
That had intent.
Where's the waste for squashy?
I'll still eat them. I don't care.
Yeah, I'll fucking hoover them up.
Oh shit!
Wait. Okay.
Okay. That's never gonna
sorry.
Work.
Go on, let me throw it in there.
Yes! Bro! Is that on camera?
Yes.
Holy no. Fuck!
Maybe because I was like to the side.
Yes!
This, on the camera, it's just gonna be a squashy coming out of the side of frame out of nowhere.
Should we call it that? I think we should keep riffing. I think we should keep riffing for a bit.
Keep riffing. Well, I gotta go half hour, 25 minutes.
Okay, maybe we should then send you back down. Alright, peeps.
Thank you very much.
It's been fun.
It has been a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
I'm gonna end the ting. Oh no, I've gotta wait for the ting to
wait for
end
the
it.
We've gotta wait for the what to what?
Because I don't wanna end it and then it won't end. It'll end before I say goodbye.
He's talking technical speak again.
It's nothing technical about me saying I've got to wait for us to say.
Wait, did it make sense to anybody else?
No. Was it lagging?
No.
Was it lagging?
Yeah, because of the lag, so I've got to wait for until we say goodbye on there before I can end it, because if I end it now...
That's fucking shit. Well, is this the part which is just for the audio people then?
Well, I'm about
at this stage.
There's going to be a... Squashy come out. The squashies haven't even happened
yet,
so
that's right. Insane how far behind it is. I'm now plucking my eyebrows because of our previous conversation.
With
it doesn't hurt. Can we pluck your eyebrows?
Oh, dude, yeah, go on.
Hey, we should do a waxing
just
podcast
get, like,
episode.
One, no, did you get one?
I'm gonna get one.
Oh,
either,
the squashy bit is coming out.
Oh, god,
yeah,
it's, ow!
It's look, because you're about to start throwing the squashies at Libby.
It is coming out.
watching that is so weird, isn't it?
It is very weird.
It's so fucking weird. Can you see why I was talking about it so much last time?
Yeah,
it's
no,
fucked
you
up.
Before. Oh, I saw it before.
Here it goes. Here it comes up.
That's why I fucked it up.
Look at me.
Class.
That is so fucking class. Yeah, everyone. Should we do an outro song? You're such a fucking hoe. I love it. You're such a fucking hoe. I love it. Your boyfriend is a dork. McLovin.
Bye. Taylor says, hey,
right.
Aww.
Do I just end it?
End it.
Wait, you point and wave at the camera.
Oh, wait, I did it again. I thought you just told me to do it. I'm kind of glad that the live stream's ended.
Done.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's funny.
How did that just happen again?
What happened again? Oh, for fuck's sake, this thing confuses me so much.
How weird. Anyway.
Ugh. Yo, notorious. We are notorious.
Oh, is it still going?
Oh, no. It was on there. Oh, we were streaming.
No, that's.
No, there you go.
We were streaming.